This is Levels of Geeks Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your host of Levels of Geeks Podcast, Alex and Friends.
Welcome, everyone, to a new episode. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is...
Nick from Netflix Reviews.
Welcome to episode 29, John Wick from 2014. We are starting a brand new franchise. We finished the It Man franchise. If you guys want to check it out, we did a live ranking. You can check it out now on our YouTube channel. Or if you want to check out our movie reviews or our disc reviews of the It Man franchise, you can check it out or we'll check out the playlist over on our YouTube page. But right now, we're going to be doing Keanu Reeves' big smash hit. I mean, this was an underground smash hit. We did not know this was going to come. Yep. He came with the gung fu and surprised everybody. But before we get started with all this, guys, if you're listening to us on the go, please check out our podcast over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Please subscribe to our podcast. Hit those notification bells. I don't know if they have notification bells. If they do,
they have the auto download. Click that auto download. There you go. The new episode gets downloaded every single week.
Yes, hit those ratings, rate our podcast, give us some feedback. Whatever you guys dish at us, we will look it over, and then we will contribute it back to the show to make it better for you guys. And of course, if you guys are watching us on YouTube, guys, please hit those like buttons if you enjoy the video you're watching. Hit those notification bells so every time we go live, Monday, Wednesdays, video drops, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, you guys will be notified. But again, we're going to get right into this John Wick 2014 review. Of course, I'm going to give you guys our criterias we based our action movie reviews on, and those are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points, and there you have it, guys. If you guys want to chime in, I mean, Stephanie from I'll Buy the Popcorn did Sucker Punch. I mean, she's back-to-back right now. She's giving her scores. But if you guys want to join in also on the fun, leave your scores down on the comments below. And of course, we will answer you guys as soon as possible. But let's get right into our box office numbers. John Wick, 2014, starting off. I mean, this thing was a smash hit.
Well, let me just say, real quick, this movie. I'm going to guess. So I have no idea what the box office is. You guys already know. We've talked about this. Me and Alex, we talk before we record, but not about the recording.
Yeah.
Never know nothing.
No.
So I don't know. He doesn't know the Rotten Tomatoes score till I give it to him and he adds it in later. I don't know the box office till he says it. I remember when this came out. I saw this at an early screening in IMAX. No, nobody knew what it was. I said, what is this? This is just called John Wick. What is this, like about a man who loves candles? Nobody knows. So I went in to see it.
The maker of wicks.
The maker of wicks. I had no idea. Bro, I'm not even lying. Like, I just knew Keanu Reeves was in it. I didn't know. Walked out of that theater, amazed. Loved it, right? Saw it in IMAX. It was great. Told everybody, no one went to see it. So I think domestically, I don't think it made more than $50 million. That's my guess. All that to say, I don't think it made more than $50 million domestic. I know it did extremely well on video, and that's why we got two sequels. But I'm going to guess $49 million domestic. That's my guess. And now you can go ahead.
All right. So that's his guess, $49 million. We're going to be going right into our box office numbers. John Wick 2014. These are his numbers. Domestically, $43,037,835. That's pretty much, it's not big. Yeah, you were actually pretty close.
That was close.
It's not big. I mean, in terms of traditional boxing. But again, not many people knew about this movie. They're like Keanu Reeves. It's a sleeper. They're like Keanu Reeves. Phooey.
He's old.
Get him out of here. International. $43,083,876. It made the same amount.
Yep.
I mean, close to the same amount. I mean, it's $43 million.
Yeah, it's the same.
Both,
you round.
The same.
You always round. It's the same exact number.
Pretty much. So you're going, wow, this is not good, right? Worldwide total of $86,081,711. Budget at $20 to $30 million. So I mean, that's what they gave me. So I really don't know. So we just go with the $30 million. Whatever it is, it was a hit. Pretty much.
It made money. It made money because it had a lower budget, but it really made a killing on video. I remember because it was one of those movies that the few people who went to see it told all the people to go watch it. They didn't. You know, this was like Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim made nothing in the box office, made a billion DVD sales and Blu-ray sales and all that. John Wick is the same thing, because that's why you don't get a three-movie franchise with just an $80 million worldwide total, to be honest.
Yeah.
So it was a sneaky good. It was a sneaky good hit. You're absolutely right. Now let's talk about some Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
Speaking of 86 million, this movie has an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No way.
86%. And it has an 81% audience.
That's so, not bad.
Very good. They're in close in line. Audiences liked it pretty much as critics. But a lot of 86s here. 86 million worldwide. 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. So very well reviewed. Which, like I said, this is actually one of the earliest YouTube reviews I ever did. Go to Netflix movie reviews on YouTube. I have an old review from 2014 of this movie when nobody else was reviewing it on YouTube. Guess what? Your boy was reviewing it on YouTube. So we're going to do it again now with newer eyes. I've seen it multiple times since then. So
yeah,
looking forward to it.
All right, so guys, there you have it. You guys got a little. You guys got the box office numbers. You guys got the Rotten Tomatoes numbers. Now you guys are about to get our numbers and see if they're kind of accurate. Yeah, the real numbers. Yeah. And see if they're accurate to the Rotten Tomatoes critics or the audience score. So with that said, we already know who goes first all the time. Nate is going to go first with the lead character himself, John Wick.
Spoiler alert, I'm going to wager that our scores are going to be well in line with these critic scores. Because listen to me.
Yeah.
This movie, everyone knows. This movie's awesome. And John Wick as a lead character. Listen, Keanu Reeves, they play to his strengths in this movie. He's tall. Keanu Reeves is a tall guy. You know, he's physical. He's always been physical. You can never say, you know, Point Break, Speed, Matrix.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic. What was the 47 Ronin? You know, he's a physical
dude
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's older, but he's in great shape. You know, he's so physically they got the right guy, right? But they play to his strengths as an actor as well, because outside one or two scenes, really, it's very subdued, very low key. And that's Keanu. I feel like that's him at his best. You don't want him overacting. You don't want him doing too much, because then it doesn't really work. This works perfect for Keanu at the age he is and was when he made this movie. And the best part of this is something that Nate loves. He is extremely pissed off in this movie.
Yeah, he is
extremely pissed off. He was cool. Bro, my man was chilling. You know, he's sad. Wife dies. Sad. But chilling. Leave me alone. I got my puppy. Leave me alone. These guys got to come in. Spoiler. Well, we do spoilers here. They kill the puppy. Game over, bro. He is so pissed off. I absolutely love it. I love his physicality in this. He does action perfect. He trained like a madman for these movies. You could tell he acts his butt off, as you know, as good as he is of an actor. And this fits in his realm. 5 out of 5. He is an action, just one of the best modern action heroes there is. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. John Wick, I mean, for me, he's like the total package for like anyone that loves action movies, you know? He has like a mystery behind him character.
Yep.
We'll talk about that more in the storyline. But he has like this mystery aura about him, right? Like this lore. You're like, whoa, what the hell? Like, you don't know nothing about the guy. You just know he's playing a normal guy, getting gas on his Mustang, comes home. There's a little puppy there waiting for him, Daisy. And then all of a sudden, he meets these douches at the gas station with his little puppy. And they're talking Russian, and like he doesn't know Russian. He talks back, and he's like, "Snunnunnusimiet," whatever he said.
That's exactly what he said.
That's like what he said. And they like translate something, you bitch, whatever he said, right? And I, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm like, oh my god, like John, they don't want to mess with this dude right now, and they don't. And then. Then later down in the film, you see him, the puppy sleeping, and then someone decides to wake my man up from a deep sleep hibernation. And everyone knows when you get woken up in deep sleep, you just lost, because they attacked him when he was lost.
So
they gave him the whooping, and then he just came alive. And that's when the audience went through this journey, is once they woke him up from his deep sleep and found little puppy dead. And, and it was over. And I felt bad for the dudes because I was like, man, this dude's coming with vengeance. And we're going to talk about all the other stuff in the storyline and everything. But with that said, Keanu Reeves stamped himself as an action hero icon. I don't care what anyone says. I don't even care if he doesn't win the Oscars. I don't even care if he can't act. I don't give two crap. Why? Because he just solidified, stamped himself as an Arnold, Stallone, Steven Seagal, Jackie Chan, Bruce Lee. I mean, we can't consider Bruce Lee action. Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal. I mean, all these dudes. He is now up there with the greats of action movies because of this movie. And with that said, I agree with you. I gave him a whopping 5 out of 5.
And I like what you said, too, about he's mysterious. You know where he'd fit? It would be awesome if John Wick was in, like, a Western.
Like, oh, my Reeves, God, yeah.
Imagine if Keanu Reeves just played time the travel? Same role, but in a Western. Listen, if John Wick 5 took place in the Old West, I'd be in. I wouldn't even care. Honestly, I'd be like, that's sick. But he's like a Western-type character. He's like Clint Eastwood type.
Yeah, you know? He'll be awesome. He'll be a blacksmith. Yeah. Like mad blacksmith, like a gunsmith.
Just leave me alone. Or like, you know what he'd do? He'd be a coffin maker. He's just like, man, leave me alone. I'm just making my coffin. And all of a sudden, he starts putting people in him. You know,
and then
I mean?
The guy takes his hammer and spits on it, and then it's over. Like, you spit on his hammer. Because it got to be something dumb to get him all triggered. They take his hammer from him.
The character works. You could put him in a Western, he'd be sick, honestly. So, all right. So, you go villain.
Yeah, main villain. Now, this villain is Viggo. Thronovsky, right? Like Chernonov, right? I don't speak Russian either.
Michael Nyquist plays him. That's all.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, it's Viggo Tarasov. Sov.
Tarasov.
Yeah, Tarasov or whatever. Viggo. I call him Viggo.
Viggo. His name is Viggo.
Yeah, Viggo. Yeah. Call him Viggo. He's very good. He was a very good villain. I love his He was not one of those B actors that are like corny in these type of movies because this was a low budget movie. So it's not like this is a high budget, like you're going to get yourself like Ezra Alba status actors or Christopher Waltz as the villain.
Yeah.
You got some B actors here. You know, this is the same guy that came from Mission Impossible. I think Rogue Nation or Ghost Protocol.
Yeah.
I think
Protocol.
Ghost Protocol. Right. So that's you up there if you were Tom Cruise because that's a big movie. Yeah. Okay. So. I was like, okay, let's see what Viggo got for us. He gave you emotion, okay? Once he found out Wick's name, he said, oh my, and you saw the fear of his face, and I loved it. It's the best scene, And he was like, you know, John Leguizamo calls him, and he goes, I hear you struck my son. And he goes, well, sir, let me just tell you, he, you know, fucked up John Wick's dog and took his car, and then he went, oh, click, and that's it. And that's it. Then that's, again, where we're talking about the lore. And mystery, but we'll talk about that storyline. The scene with him and his son when he beats his ass because he goes, you know what you just did? Like John Wick gave us everything. You know that effing nobody, and he goes, that effing nobody is John Wick, right? And I'm like, and he's like the Baba Yaga, and then all this crap with the Baba Yaga lore and all this stuff. He goes, and then he talks about the story and he went to the bar and he killed the man with an effing pencil, like with an effing pencil, and then he went.
The way he says it too, a pencil.
Yeah, a pencil. effing pencil. Right? And you're like, wow. And then story progress. He puts a hit on him. Then all of a sudden, towards the end, villain versus hero. And of course, we all know what happened. I mean, really good. Not perfect. Not perfect. Because he wasn't throughout the whole movie. I wanted him from beginning to end. That's perfect for me. In my eyes.
Yeah.
No, but with that said, look, I gave Viggo, look, so far, we got some like good villains throughout the Ip-Mans and all that crap. I'm going to give Viggo a 4. Okay? Yeah. He was a good villain, like really good villain. But I think in this John Wick franchise, we're going to tap into some more really good villains up in this peach for 2 and 3. But with that said, I'm going to start off Viggo with a 4. What's up, Nate? What you got?
Yeah, you know, we'll cut the suspense. I have the same exact number, 4. I have a 4. And Michael Nyquist, R.I.P. He passed away. He was a very, very good actor.
Yes.
He was good in this. He was good in Mission Impossible. He was in the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movies, the foreign ones with Numi Rapace. Right. So he played the journalist in that. Like, he's a very good actor. I really liked him in this. I agree. My favorite scene is when he finds out it's John Wick and he gets very scared. Love it. He has one of the sickest red ties in this movie. Like,
yeah.
His tie is so red. It looks so dope. I was like, I want that tie so bad. It's just like the Silky. Most red tie. Yeah, that ever was. Love it. But where I agree with you and why it's a four is because he's a boss character. And I feel like for a boss character, for me to give a boss type character a five, they have to do more in the final fight then. You know what I mean? Like, if they're just there bossing people around, they could be good. The performance is very good. The way he feels about John, when he tries to kind of make a deal with him, you know, when he talks to John Wick and he's like, hey, look, you know, I don't want no problems. I love all that stuff. That's great. It shows not that he's a coward, but that he's smart and knows what this guy's capable of. He respects the opponent, right?
Yeah.
I love all that. I really do. The problem is, not a problem, but the only weakness is at the end, he's just, you got no shot. You don't ever think he has a shot, and he gets wrecked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He needs a lot of help from a lot of people. Not to jump to another movie, but someone like Kingpin in Daredevil, right? Michael Clark Duncan. And I'm only using this example because at the end, when they're fighting, you believe he has a shot. That's a difference, right? Kingpin is an overlord who, when he has to fight, he can. This guy is more like he's an overlord, but if you got to fight, John Wick's going to take him out easy. So that's why I gave him a four, but I love the performance.
Yes.
I think he's a great, great, great character in general, and he got the sickest tie. So four.
All right. Let's go to action scenes.
I mean, come on. This created what a lot of films over the last 6 and 7 years have tried to follow. John Wick did it, right? First of all, the directors, Chad Stahelski, David Leitch, former stuntmen. So they come from the world of stunt work. And you can tell because you get a lot of stunt work in this. There's very minimal, if any, CGI. It's a lot of guys getting flipped around and thrown around and punching and kicking and jumping off cars and falling onto cars. And, you know, like, it's stunt work. And I love stunt work. And obviously these movies, and we'll talk about them later, they get a little more over the top. But I think these directors do a good job of, even when incorporating CGI or making things over the top, at least looking very realistic and still having humans do stunts. So I love the action in this movie. The first action scene in the house at night when all those dudes come to the house.
Yeah, the first time
you see him. The first time you see him just start just wrecking everybody, awesome. The scene in the club is an all-time banger. Absolutely awesome. The music in that scene, everything about that scene. When he comes up behind Kevin Nash, he's going to murder him. Love it. Yeah, it's a 5 out of 5. You know, when you kind of set a standard for like movies to follow, I think you have to respect it and you got to give it the 5. This started a trend of movies like it. And when you do that, 5. It's not copying anything else. And it's creating a new kind of modern take on action.
Yeah, you know what? I totally agree with you. This spark, I mean, first of all, it's original. It's very originality. And we're going to talk about also that. I'm going to talk about that also in the storyline on the original of this. But in terms of action, this thing has one of the, like any movie prior to 2014 had no action like this at all. No kung fu with gun fu and all this crap. Like, you didn't get none of that. And I think that's what gravitated a lot of people to this. Is the fact that, like, me and you even talked about it. Like, when we saw Ip Man, like, we grabbed it. We're like, holy crap, like, that Wing Chun. You see all that, you know, the cameras to the back. You finally get to see the fighting.
Right.
So you're like, whoa, this is awesome. That's what Chad and David Lynch gave you. They gave you those style of shooting, but in an American way. And it's like, what do American people love? Guns, explosions, car chasing, okay, revenge stories. Like, that's what everyone loves. That's what I love. I mean, that if it has a good revenge, it has good gun shooting, I don't care about the hand-to-hand. As long as it makes sense between the hero and the villain, I'm good with it. I love car chase scenes. And to this day, I will always say it. Bourne Supremacy, Kurt Urban versus Jason Bourne is one of the best chase scenes I think I've seen in a long time. But we're going to cover that in a later episode of the podcast or a live stream. But with that said, look, I agree with you. I'm not even going to stretch it. Oh, that club scene is crazy when he walks in and he starts shooting people in the head and they all start coming towards him. Amazing. Yep. With that said, I gave it a 5 also. There's no way you can give this a 4. There's no way.
No. And you know, the thing is, you're absolutely right. They shoot it in a way where you can see everything. That's number one. We got no shaky cam. You know, say the Bourne movie has good action, but the Bourne movies are very shaky. Paul Greengrass in there. Yeah. He's 2 inches away from them. You can't see what's happening. This is wide. You could tell it's very choreographed, but it looks great. And my friend, one of my friends who I used to do my podcast with, she put it very good. She said he gun punches people. So, like, he's doing hand-to-hand fighting while holding a gun. And, as he'll punch, he shoots. So it's not just like point and shoot. It's awesome. It's, like, really close up. Bam! He'll uppercut you and shoot you at the same time. It's great. That's original. It's something fresh. It's something new. And it looks cool. And you're right. You cannot give it a 4. And if anyone does, they don't know or like action movies. I'm convinced.
Yeah. All right. So with that said, that's 5 across the board. We're going to go to storyline. And that, my friend, is you.
Okay. Storyline. Look, this is another, this is an easy one. 5 out of 5. Because it's a 5 out of 5 in its simplicity. This is, as you said, a revenge tale. This is a revenge movie. Who can't relate to wanting to get revenge on somebody? Not everybody can relate to actually getting it or murdering people. But you can relate to wanting to get revenge on somebody. You know what I mean? And someone wrongs him in a very bad way. They take something dear. You know, it's just a puppy. But it's what the puppy symbolizes to him. So you feel for him, right? Because he already lost his... First of all, it was a wife he barely had. She was, you know, they weren't together that long because she got sick and died. Plus, he was a hitman for all those years. So he has a wife that he finally gets out. He falls in love. She passes away, very sad, leaves him with the puppy. This puppy is an extension of her, and they took it from him. And you feel for him. You're on his side from the jump. It don't matter. He could be the biggest jerk, and you don't know, but you are with him the whole ride. And a revenge tale, simply told, extremely well executed. Lore, like you said, a lot of hints to lore in this movie. They get more into it later, but like, why does this guy have a freaking thing full of gold coins in his, you know, in his thing? What is that? Why does he have gold coins? What is this hotel full of assassins, the Continental? Like, all that stuff, they just give you breadcrumbs, and it just makes you want to know more about it. This movie feels like a graphic novel come to life. Not in a comic booky way, but more of like those kind of realistic graphic novels that are slightly elevated, right? Nobody has gold coins in the real world. There's not an assassin hotel. Those are comic booky things, but set in a real world. So I absolutely love it. 5 out of 5. Great, great story.
Yeah, look, dude, I agree with everything you said, okay? And the crazy thing is that what hooked me with this movie is the story, all right? Like, the thing that I liked about this movie is the fact that it's not overkill with action, which they could have did, and it still could have been good, but they didn't. Because they wanted to give people a little taste of his world, like who he is. Why is he what? Like, we really didn't, okay? Case in point, the guy shoots up a whole thing in his house. Cops knock on the door, and the cop knew he was an assassin and let him go. Like, what? You're like, what the hell? He's like, hey, Jimmy. Yeah, he's like, hey, Jimmy. Yeah. He's like, oh, you're back at it again? No, just, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, okay. Then he gets his gold coins, and then the cleaners come in. And then you're like, holy crap, like, what is this? Like, what are we dealing with here? It's like so mind-boggling. Yep. You're like, what? To me, and I always said this, and people think I'm crazy or like dumb or whatever, is John Wick 1 is Harry Potter Sorcerer's Stone. Think about it. Mm. Harry goes to Hogwarts and he starts learning about all this magic shit. Because you really don't know. You're with him. You know, he's learning everything. Just like John Wick. You're entering a world like Harry Potter. You really don't know where we're going. You know, it's like going towards Dagon Alley. Like, you're going all this. Like, that's what I felt like with John Wick, okay? It's like mystery or surprises in every corner with this dude. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I thought it was really fun. And it hooked me. Like, I love the franchise.
Yep.
Like, I love the franchise to a T. Like, I have the comics. Like, again, I will be showing those off in, like, John Wick 2 and 3. But I love the comics. The comics are really fun to read. Ties a little bit towards the movie. But in terms of storyline, I agree with you. I gave it a 5 across the board. And it's a simple story. Like, Hollywood is trying to make all this, like, movies where, like, you need physics degree to understand the damn thing. And it's one of the, like, the simplest thing a 2-year-old could have wrote it. What is it?
Yeah.
You kill the dog, he gets angry, he gets revenge. That is it. That is it. Right. In a nutshell. Like, that's all you get. And I don't understand what Hollywood these days. Everything got to be remakes. We don't need remakes. Just make simple stories. Like, I don't care. So, anyway, with that said, overall, okay?
That's you.
Yes, overall. Look, I say for anybody out there, if you have not seen, which I don't understand why you wouldn't, if you have not seen John Wick, it's the best of both worlds. You got drama, okay? You got heartfelt moments. You feel sad. Because, I mean, let me tell you, my eyes got watery when they killed Daisy. Okay? My eyes are all watery. I was like, oh, my God, we'll kill that puppy. Yeah, my dog next to me was going, you know, it's okay. He's going to get, he's gonna, Baba Yaga's coming out. And, you know, I turned to my dog. So,
don't worry, dog. Baba Yaga's coming
out. So, yeah. Okay, you got drama. You got action, adrenaline action. Because you finally get to see what this Kung Fu is all about. You get car chase scenes at the end. You get my man William Dafoe action up in this piece.
Oh, yeah. I forgot William Dafoe shows up in this.
Yeah, we get
and,
William Dafoe.
What's the girl? Adrienne Palicki, the girl he fights.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, hot.
Yeah.
Hot, great. Mm-hmm. You know, you get all that stuff. You get more hand-to-hand fighting here. In his the Continental, they broke one of the rules. The second rules don't make business in the Continental.
That's right.
They broke it. And she
And Ian McShane.
Winston.
What, Winston? Great actor.
And then your boy, what's his name, Mr. Wick?
I love that guy. The black guy.
Charo.
Yeah, the concierge.
Yeah, his name is Charo, but yeah.
She's freaking, I love that
you
guy.
You got great supporting cast. You got a great, main actor, supporting cast, whatever you want to call it. Great directing and writing. You got everything in a package, okay?
Yep.
Go out and see John Wick. Buy it in 4K, okay? Get it on Apple 4K TV if you got it. You're never going to regret it, okay? So with that said, I gave it a 5. Overall, Nate,
you will get zero complaints or disagreements from me. One thing too, I want to mention that I really works about this movie is this is a action film that really, truly, and I don't mean this in like any sort of sexist way, but it really, truly works. Like I know a lot of women who love this movie. You know what I mean? Because it's a character. It's a character movie.
Yeah.
There's drama. It's not melodrama. It's not relationship drama, but it's dramatic. And it's about a man and, you know, Keanu Reeves. Hey, he ain't nothing to sneeze at. Ladies love Keanu Reeves. This movie, I went with a girl to see it. We both love, like, you walk out, you can watch this with your girl, with your wife. You could vice versa. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying women don't like action movies, but this is one that I just feel has mass appeal is essentially what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So it's good for everyone. There's something for everyone, which is kind of something you said. It has like drama, revenge. There's some humor. You know what I mean? Like, that guy's reaction to finding out it's John Wick, that's very funny. Like, you could see he's scared, but it's played for humor and it's well. They don't do too much over-the-top humor, little jokes here and there. Some of the characters, Willem Dafoe, Ian McShane, they have this kind of, you know, personality where they can be kind of funny without being ridiculous or over-the-top. So with all that said, I've always given this a 10 out of 10, and I won't stop now. It's a 5 for me. I think it is... I stop short of calling it a perfect film, but it's about as close to being a perfect just action movie as you can get, in my opinion. 5 out of 5.
Look, dude, I mean, we across the board, we do not know each other's score. It's a 24 out of a 24 between us. And again, it's one of these movies. Again, guys, we're going to be closing up now. It's one of these movies. If you have not seen it, please see it. It's a really great action movie. You're not going to be disappointed at all. You'll run out and get the 4K of it. Get the Blu-ray. You're not going to get disappointed either way.
No, yeah.
I mean, you can get it. Yeah, it looks great in any format you pick it up. But anyway, with that said, Nate, you know what to do.
Yes, of course. So that's John Wick. Obviously, we have a second show coming up this week, which is our double David Leitch, turns out to be Atomic Blonde. So you're going to want to keep an eye out for that. Remember when it came out, everyone was like, this is the girl, John Wick. We'll let you know if that's the case next episode. And then, of course, next week, we will be moving on with John Wick 2 and starting our Black History Month Black-led action films with Wesley Snipes' classic, Passenger 57. So you're going to want to keep an eye out for that. Yeah, we got some We got some what? Wesley Snipes, some Will Smith, some Denzel. We got a little bit of everything.
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be very fun. So keep an eye out. That's what we got coming down the pipeline.
There you have it, guys. Of course, if you guys want to follow us on any of our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. If you want to check out his podcast with him and his friends, check it out over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to your podcast on. It's called Nateflix Movie Reviews over on those platforms. And of course, you got to follow, if you want to follow anything of Levels of Geeks, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, all you got to do is check us out on Levels of Geeks across all those platforms. And again, you guys are watching us on YouTube. Please hit the like button if you enjoyed this video. Of course, hit those notification bells. So every time we go live Monday, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, you'll be notified. And of course, every time these movie reviews drop Thursdays and Saturdays, and of course, our Friday 4K disc reviews, you guys will be notified. Until then, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. And that is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.